I'm Charles B. Blazer, managing editor of The Media Line, and today my guest is Major General Gershon HaKohen, who in 2005 was the Israeli army officer that oversaw the unilateral withdrawal from Gaza, and who currently is a researcher at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
The topic we'll be discussing, tensions with the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip following Monday morning's rocket attack on a central Israeli community, which injured at least 7 people. Mr. HaKohen, Prime Minister Netanyahu has cut short his trip to Washington and is returning to Israel to coordinate a response. What do you think this will entail?
The response could be small and could be very large, and we must realize that it is not absolutely in the Israeli control, in the same way that the last operation, 2014, in summer, also went beyond control for both sides. It means that what we are facing here is a potential of war, and in the last year, and this is the most important point to emphasize, is that Hamas allowed themselves to go on the edge with the awareness of the whole complicated constraints of the Israelis to decide to go to a full war, that the Israelis don't want war. In Netanyahu's mind, even though he didn't declare that, the existence and presence of Hamas regime is an interest of the Israelis. Why? Because it is an obstacle to bring what is a very dangerous outcome to Israel and the two-state solution.
Given Hamas's understanding of Israel's constraints and what you perceive as Netanyahu's desire to separate the West Bank from the Gaza Strip, essentially in order to prevent the actualization of a Palestinian state, do you think, though, that this has led to a degree to a reduction in Israel's deterrence?
I understand. A lot of Israeli's political leaders are speaking about deterrence. It is not the deterrence that Israeli regime lacking now. What we really lack is a kind of clear shared understanding about the Israeli purpose. The fact that after the revolution in Gaza, after 2007, that Hamas took the control of the regime there, there is a de facto state controlled by Hamas in Gaza. What we must now try to establish is a kind of not just mutual deterrence, mutual understanding of what we can deliver them and what they can just lose.
Since November, when the two sides were essentially on the brink of war, there's been an intensive mediation process that has included the Egyptians, the Qataris, UN mediators, etc. And it appears as though the sides are simply unable to come to any type of agreement on a long-term ceasefire. How can the gaps be bridged?
Maybe it couldn't be bridged, and maybe it will come to be settled only by another full engagement. What we really must understand is that the logic and the rationale of Hamas, guided by the concept of El Mukawama, what mistranslated by the concept of resistance. It is not at all resistance. El Mukawama is a kind of religious obligation to keep a momentum of struggle.
If, on the one hand, it is, in your opinion, an Israeli interest to separate the West Bank from Gaza, and at the same time, it's in your opinion that Hamas will never give up the struggle against Israel, doesn't that lead to a necessary conclusion that Israel will at some point require to change the regime in Gaza?
Yeah, yes, great conclusion. It could happen, and it is in the potential of the IDF to do it. But what is absolutely wrong to achieve is to destroy Hamas and to give Gaza as a present to Abu Mazen in order to create what is more dangerous to Israel, the two-state solution, with all the experience of the warrior in Gaza that will be shared in Judea and Samaria. Therefore, as long we are not close among the Israelis about the future in Judea and Samaria, I don't think we can really bring a decisive victory in Gaza.
Major General Gershon HaKohen, the Israeli army officer that oversaw the unilateral withdrawal from Gaza in 2005. I very much appreciate you joining me today. Thank you very much, sir, for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Charles Biblezer, reporting for the Media Line.